Chag Sameach. I hope you all have your lulavim and the etrogim. And you know, today is the last day for waving the lulav. Yes. Today is the seventh day of Sukkot. Yes. Now, how come we're here for 8 days? That's because the eighth day is a holy convocation day, but it's not part of Sukkot. It specifically says in the scripture, 7 days you shall celebrate Sukkot. And it also says on the eighth day you have a holy convocation. This seventh day is the day of the water pouring and Hoshana Rabbah. Water pouring to me represents more of the Holy Spirit. If we're pouring out more water, then I think we're getting more of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Hallelujah.
I believe that God has more of His Holy Spirit for us on this last day of the feast, which represents, in a way, the end of the age. And we'll talk about that perhaps tomorrow. We also have Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana means save us, Lord. Rabbah means many. All during Sukkot, traditional congregations, they pray Hoshana prayers. Save us, Lord. Save us. But today is a day they have Hoshana Rabbah. Rabbah means many. And this is almost like a Yom Kippur, a representation of it, in that people, today it's the end of the age. And on this day, represented by the seventh day of Sukkot, the end of the age, the millennium, people before the judgment, they are pouring out their save us Lords in traditional congregations. So there certainly is something to see about the significance of this seventh day being the end of something, representing the end of something. Of course, for us, it just goes on and on until Yeshua comes back. So today is your last chance to wave the lulavim. So let's join together in the blessing for the lulav. We're going to do the actual waving to a different scripture today. You'll see that when it comes up. Blessed are you, Yahweh our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by your word and commanded us on the waving of the lulav. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu bidvarecha v'tzivanu al netilat lulav. Amen. And now we're going to wave in a moment, and we're going to do it to the scripture that says, Hoshia na, answer us, Yahweh, and save us. And we're going to do, Ana Yahweh, v'Hoshia na. Answer us, Yahweh, and save us. Of course, we have been saved, but we can think about all those who are not saved yet. And we can be thankful that we can pray this also in intercession. Let's join together facing toward the east now. We're going to wave our lulavim, and then we're going to wave and dance before him. Ana Yahweh Hoshia na, Ana Yahweh Hoshia na. Answer us, O Lord, and save your people, and we declare that you are an awesome God.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. As you take your seats, we are going to continue in just a moment. As I said, this is the last day of the feast. You can go back to that previous one for a moment. Well, actually, it's at the beginning. I'm sorry. But this is the last day of Sukkot, and tomorrow is something totally different. And it's actually a mystery. Very little is said in Scripture except for some of the sacrifices that are given. Fortunately, we have the book of Revelation, which sort of fills out many of the things that some of our brethren in the traditional Jewish community don't know yet about what happens after the seventh day. What is the eighth day, which also is a day of completion and a new beginning, both, what it is all about. So come back tomorrow, too, and learn more of the mysteries of the Word of God. Let's join together now in using our bracha, our blessing format. Our blessing format is one of the ways that we pray, and the first thing we're just going to do is bless the Father. Let's stand together and let's bless Yahweh for who He is. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed be Yahweh, who is blessed for all eternity. Baruch Hu et Yahweh HaMevorach. Baruch Yahweh HaMevorach. Le'olam va'ed. And of course, when we bless the Father, we also think, let's bless Yeshua, because He has given us the way, the Father has given us the way to salvation in our Messiah, in Yeshua. So we have a blessing, thanking the Father for giving us Yeshua and the way of salvation. Let's join together. Blessed are you, Yahweh our Elohim, King of the universe, who has given us the way to salvation in Messiah Yeshua. Amen. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu haderech liyeshua b'mashiach Yeshua. Amen. Today we continue with the Shema. Let's proclaim the Shema facing toward the east, facing toward Jerusalem. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, Baruch Shem, Kevod Mahuto, Leolam Va'ed, Yeshua, Hu HaMashiach, Hu Adon HaKol. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our Elohim. Yahweh is one. Blessed be the name of His glorious kingdom forever and ever. Yeshua, He is the Messiah. He is Lord of all. We continue now in the with Deuteronomy 6:4. V'ahavta et Adonai Yahweh Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. We continue in the standing prayer with the Avot portion, which certainly today we recognize that Yeshua has come, and God promised in this portion of the Amidah to bring a Redeemer. And the Father has sent that Redeemer, Yeshua. And we recognize, as we celebrate this feast, we know the prophetic fulfillment in that we are able to celebrate with Yeshua, our Messiah. Blessed are you, Yahweh our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, the Most High God, who bestows loving kindness and creates all, and remembers the righteousness of the fathers, and brings a Redeemer to their children's children for his name's sake with love. O King, Helper, Savior, and Shield, blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu, Velohe Avoteinu, Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Velohe Yaakov, Ha'el Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Vikone Hako, Vizocher Chaste Avot, Umevi Goel Livne Venehem, Leman Shimo Beahava. Melech Chozer Umoshia Umagen, Melech Chozer Umoshia Umagen, Baruch Atah Yahweh, Baruch Atah Yahweh, Magen Avraham, Baruch Atah Yahweh, Baruch Atah Yahweh, Magen Avraham. Amen. And we continue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We continue with our Hallel praise on the days of the feast, as we're commanded to do, to sing the Hallel. It's in the Word. And we're going to do Hodu to the lively tune that we did the other day. Hodu Liyahweh. Ki tov, ki leolam chasto. Yabba baba bim bim, yabba bim bim bam. Hodu le Yahweh ki tov. Yabba baba bim bim, yabba bim bim bam. Ki leolam chasto. Hodu le Yahweh. Ki tov, ki leolam chasto. Hodu le Yahweh. Ki tov, ki leolam chasto. And we truly give thanks to you, Yahweh. You are good, and your mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.